Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Tzadi, and we are on Pei Tesla and Beis, Baruch Hashem. We've made it to the 90s. Yevamos Daf Tzadi, and we have, if you're keeping track, Daf Yevamos is about 124 blot, 22 blot, Kufchav Beis, and now we got up to Daf Tzadi, and we are deep into the sugya of Yesh Koach Biyad Chachamim La'akar Dover Min HaTorah. That came up in our Mishnah, based on the fact that the Mishnah tells us that mamzer mizeh umizeh, that even the child from the first husband is a mamzer after the second shot, after the real husband walks in, and it comes out that she was living with a man out of wedlock. So the Mishnah has said that even a mamzer from the first husband, the real husband, if she goes back to him, will be a mamzer. Mamzer midrabanan. It's not a mamzer daraisa. It's her husband. So based on that, we got into the sugya of Yeshua Biyad Chachamim, brought in a couple of Mishnayos from Seder Zraim, and we were towards the bottom of the Amud on Pei Tes Amud Beis, where Rav Chisda, who holds that Yesh Koach Biyad Chachamim, keeps bringing various sources to prove his shita. So the Gemara, let's start again from the question, the fifth to last skinny line, says the Gemara, the Ahacha, in this case, what case are we talking about? The case where a woman is married on a rabbinic level, marriage midrabanan, as we know, kiddushe mi'un, she could go out of the marriage whenever she wants. So this Brisa said that there is a certain age when the husband yarshins his wife, through a machlokas, when exactly that occurs, because after all, since she could have been mema'ein, so that reflects that the marriage isn't a series of a marriage, it's got to be late in the marriage in order to allow the husband to yarshin after she dies. So, whatever the shita is, says the Gemara, Aktani miyas yarsha v'yahacha d'mida oraisa v'u yaris lan, a daraisa level, she's not married. So her father would yarshin her, umidrabanan yaris labal, and midrabanan, the husband, is yarshin her. How could that be? There's a mitzvah of nachlas, there's a mitzvah of Yerusha, and now the Rabbanan are uprooting it. Right, there is a separate issue. Can a person himself uproot the issue, the mitzvah of Nachlin Yerusha? That's a Baba Basra issue. In Yesh Nochlin, if a person sees that one of his children, he wants to give more Yerusha to than the other one, can he weigh it? Could he not give his Bechor a double portion? What if he wants to give his daughters, right, Bizman Hazeh, all the discussion of a Shtar Chatzi Zachar and a Shtar Zachar, Star Zachar Shalem. So again, there's different days exactly if a person himself wants to be involved in removing the mitzvah of Nachla and Yerusha. But here it's the Rabbanan. The Gemara says, how could the Rabbanan remove it? So the Gemara answers, Hefker Bezdin Haya Hefker. Hefker Bezdin Hefker, meaning the special power that the Rabbanan have over the monetary law of Am Yisrael. Hefker Bezin Haya Hefker. How exactly does that work? That's a discussion in the Achronim. Just to quote to the Dvar Avram, which many quote, the Dvar Avram says that it is a, where I put it, a special power of government. It's not a din of Bezdin. Is everybody even a din of Bezdin? It's a din of authority. And just like we find, he quotes halachas from Dinas of Achusadina and other similar concepts. He says it's a concept of authority that Bezdin is given, not just a normal Bezdin function, because it's not deciding in the normal way, but it's more of their elastic power, a special din. So what's the source for this? Two psukim, Rabbi Yitzchak's pasuk is, Minai shehefker bezdin haya hefker, Shneamar. The pasuk tells us in Ezra, Kol asher lo yavo l'shloshes hayamim ba'atzas asarim ba'zakenim. Whoever doesn't come up, remember Ezra is going to back to Eretz Yisrael. Yacharam kol rechusho, all his rechush should be separated from him. Yacharam, like the word cherem, separated. V'hu yibadel mikala gola, and he will be separated from the kal of the gola that has come up. So that's Rabbi Yitzchak's pasuk. Rabbi Elazar Amar, different pasuk mehacha. Pasuk in the Sefer Yehoshua, after all the nachalos were given out, the middle seven prakim in Sefer Yehoshua, there is a sum up pasuk. Eila hanachalos asher nichalu Elazar HaKoim Yehoshua ben Nun. Elazar and Yehoshua, the two leaders of the generation then, they both die at the end of Sefer Yehoshua. And it's handed off to Pinchas and to the Shoftim. But when these are the Nachlos in this Sefer that were given out by them, V'Rashei Ha'avos, L'matos B'nei Yisrael, End quote. Ask the Gemara v'chima inyan rashim eitzel avos. What does it mean, rashe ha'avos? What is that referring to? What do rashim, heads, have to do with avos, fathers? And aloma lecha ma avos manchilin b'nehem kol ma sheyirtzu. Just like fathers can be manchil, their children, whatever they would like, right? The mitzvah of nachla. Af rashim manchilin b'nehem kol ma sheyirtzu. So to rashim, the heads, meaning bezdin, is manchil, whatever they want. See Rashi's lashon on the third to last Rashi, Hefker Bezin Hayefker, the Chomidi de Mamona Lav Akirahi. Meaning in the world of the Imamidis, that's not called Yishkoch Biachachamim, Lakher Davar Ben HaTorah. It's not true. All the money that we have is dependent on their saying. Really all the money is dependent on whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Right? Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we're just the shomrim on the money. But says the Gemara, a halachi issue, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then gives off the power to the Bezdin, and they have the power. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin quotes the halacha of Hefker Bezdin Haya Hefker in Perachav Dalad. V'chein yesh l'dayan tamid. Lahafker tamid means in every generation. Right, tamid lahafker mamon she yeshlo bailim uma abed zechusan kefima she yiru ligdar pirtzes hadas. What's their power for? To close up breaks in the religious character, and if there are problems, ulachaze kabedek oliknos alamzeh, or to find this strong man, this person who they deem fit to be fined. Fahari Omer Be'ezra. And he quotes the Pasuk in Ezra. Interestingly, well, he only quotes that one. The Akronim pick up on that. Why is it important which Pasuk he quotes, and why he quotes only the first one? The Rishonim already, the Rashba in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav, says there's a halachic nafkamina between the two Pesukim. And that is, the first Pasuk in Ezra gives the power of Yacharam. Says Bezdin could remove rights of money from a certain person. That's Yacharam Garuchusha V'li Badel. The second pasuk goes one step further. Not only could I take it away from A, but I could give it to B. Not only to be Mafkir, but to be Makne. Right, that is a question. What does Bezdin have the power to do? But the Nafkamina, says the Rashba, these two psukim. The second psukim is that these are the nachlos asher nichlu. What does nichlu mean? That they took it and they gave it to somebody. Right? Yacharam is just the taking it away. So that's an important that the Rambam quotes the pasuk in Ezra. So there's different formulations exactly of how to view, as I mentioned, how to view this din. The Rambam uses the lashon of tamid always. The Ritva's lashon here is rak bebezdin chashuv bechal makom uvechal zman. Gotta be a chush of Bezdin. So use the power of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. The Truma Sadeshin has a line. It's gotta be the Bezdin. The Bezdin of the generation. Meaning, if there's a lot of Vate Didim, you gotta figure out one. The Truma Sadeshin in the second volume, in the Psakim, he quotes in Reishon and Gimel. He says, V'yavim nafshach lomar, de gadol atomehen, mishem hachi yischaibu lemeitzas lecha, mikol mako masik, de davka begadol she'ein bidoro kamoso. Alim kocho. V'lo kamar gadol she'ein be'iro o be'gvulo kamoso. Ela be'inan she'ein b'chol adar kamoso. There was a question that one of the rabbanim was saying, I want to do this. And the Truma Sadeshin said back, I'm not sure if you're the gadol bedor. And therefore, I'm not sure if it's the best thing to do. And then the Be'iri Adaf, he quotes some achronim that also make the following chilek. V'yesha chilku bazeh, bein hefker bezen hefker, midin knas, lehefker bezen hefker midin takana. There are two types of reasons why Bezdin might uproot somebody's bailus on money. Is it a fine or is it a takana to fix a problem? The Rambam even alluded to this in his lashon. Shebedin hefker bezdin hefker shel takana rak bezdin chashuv shebedor yachol lahafker mamon. If there's a new law that's going to come into effect, so maybe that requires a super duper bezdin chashuv. But if it's legabe knas, bezdin shel knas. So maybe there's more flexibility. It's just fine. Every bezin, every city could figure out what is an appropriate fine that's called for in a certain situation. So this different day is how elastic and how flexible is this power of Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. Okay, but either way, for our purposes here, Hefker, Bezin gets out of the problem of the Chachamim being Oker, Adin, Daraisa, because these are Psukim from Navi that already tell us. Pashas, this is the Mesorah of this Halacha, is Torah Sheval Peh already, and we just learned it out. It's not Adin, Darabanan, Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. Right? It's learned out from Psukim in Navi. It's what's called Divrei Kabbalah, that we always knew it, and it's learned out from Psukim. So we continue now. So that was the Yerusha element of the Braisa. So now in the fourth line, we say, well, wait a minute, it's not just about Yerusha, which is about money, but the Mishnah, the Braisa also says, Umitamila, that this husband, this rabbinic husband, is allowed to be Mitami for her. Wait a minute, he's a Kohen. He's allowed to be Mitami himself to Araisa. And that's not just about Dini Mamanis. That's Yeridea. Umitamila, via hacha, demidaraisa via mitamila, on a daraisa level, only her father should be mitami for her. Umidarabanan mitamila baal. And midarabanan, we're allowing the husband to violate the isra of tumas, well, if he's a kohen, the isra of tumas kohenim, right? So how is that allowed? Isn't that an akiras davar min haTorah? Answer, mishum dahavya la meis mitzvah. It's a meis mitzvah. What does that mean? It's a meis mitzvah. It happens to be a meis mitzvah. There's nobody else around to bury. So, or the Chazal gave it the status, gave her the status of a meis mitzvah. Let's continue for a minute. Omi avi meis mitzvah, right? Is it really Vatanya? The Braisa says elsewhere. Ezeo meis mitzvah. What is the definition of a meis mitzvah? Kol she'ein lo kovrin. Anyone who doesn't have anyone to bury them. Korei v'yachirim onin oso. If someone calls and others would answer, meaning there are other people to bury, ain't a meis mitzvah. So what's going on here? What? It's automatically a meis mitzvah. So whenever there's a kiddushi miyun, so the husband would be able to bury this woman. So the Gemara says, yes. Hachanami, kivan delo yarsila, karyevlo anula. You know what the problem is here? The husband is yarshining. The husband's yarshining. Take him away. Why is the husband yarshining? Because of Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. So the Bezin gives him the power. So the yarshim, her relatives who would bury, they're not yarshining. If they're not yarshining, what's in it for me? Right, so to speak. It's a terrible attitude to say, but that's what they might say. What's in it for me? I don't have to pay for this. Right? Well, what if they're very poor? And the question is, who's gonna bury? So they're gonna say, well, we don't have to do it because we're not even getting your money. So you do it. And the husband's gonna say, well, I can't because I'm a Kohen, and I can't become Tame. So that's why this woman potentially is stuck without anyone to bury, and therefore that's why we would allow her to bury, because of the Dinda Araisa of burying a Meis Mitzvah. Tosfos here wonders, so is that really true, that Yerusha and Kfura always go together? And if the someone has a chiyuv to bury, so that one gets the Yerusha, then they have a chiyuv to bury, the chiyuv to bury? Says Tosfos in the bottom of Tosfos. Mashma, to call hecha di yarisla, mitamila. It sounds like from here that whoever yarshins has a chiyuv to be mitame, because no one else is going to bury, so this turns into a meis mitzvah. Mitamila, to have mitamila meis mitzvah. Ulefize, so Tosfos says, let me ask you a question. Almana lekohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza lekohen hedyot, lo yarisla. So we should say, where there's an iser de oraisa marriage, right, one of these examples, we should say there's no Yerusha there. Why? Mida Amar Vein Matami Lishto Psula. We're gonna have later on the daf that the if you're in an Avera marriage in Ishto Psula, you're not allowed to be Matami for her. If you're not allowed to be Matami for her, then you shouldn't Yarshin her. But they're married, Daraisa. Tiavi Yarisla, Havi Mitami, look, Kamola Meis Mitzvah. So do those automatically go together? Says Tosfos, it must not be automatic. Because of that example. Umiyu al karchach lav habahatalia. You can't say it's habahatalia. It must be a dinder abanan. Skip four lines in Tosfos. Vinira lari, says Tosfos. Demishum di yarisla lo havi meis mitzvah. It's not automatic that Yerusha makes her into a meis mitzvah. Ella, it's because of this case. Yishkoch b'yad chachamim. Ella mishum di yishkoch b'yad chachamim lakadar shum in haTorah bidavar hadome. By something that they think is a good chance that's going to be in this situation. It's not automatic, halachically, these two always go together. But it's just, that's what it seems. If you look in the Ramban here, the Ramban also discusses Tosfos's issue, and he says, Nireh, lefi mashma'a, Kol shekori v'nechem onen oso. Kol shehachola atzmo. Korei l'kavro v'nyarshin onen oso. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Alma, kol she'ein lo krovim ru'uyim liyarsho. It sounds like from here, if anybody doesn't have any relatives that are right to yarshin, so he doesn't focus on the Baal who is yarshining. Sounds like anybody who's yarshining has a chiyuv of tfura. So the Ramban is to quote from the other side. Sounds like anyone who doesn't have a relative that's going to yarshin them, kohen mitami lo. The kohen is allowed to be mitami. Lefichach hu kover ishto ketana kemeis mitzvah. But he says, if you look in the Yerushalmi and Nazir, it doesn't sound that way. And he says, v'chei nirin advarim. So too, I think, it's not automatic, like Tosfos says. She'ein kohen mitami lo meis mitzvah, elam yisham kavad abriyas. V'kiv ishef sh'ay de achirim, lami yitame. What's going on here? A case where there really are no relatives. You have to look around. The husband will be allowed to do it. Lamaisa in a case where the relatives aren't doing it, but it's not something automatic. Shaval eino kari v'lo kover. Krovim ein onu oso v'lo mashkichan ala sha'acher yorei shem yikbaru. And therefore in this case, there's a good probability, but in achinami, if there are relatives, there is no heter. Meis mitzvah doesn't come up so often, be'ezus Hashem, usually somebody has relatives and fellow Jews take care. But there are the halachic meis mitzvahs. Not just the real meis mitzvahs in the meis mitzvah sense. This we mentioned, I think the last time, on the first day of Moed Katan. When we did Moed Katan, we mentioned the Sefer Chasidim. The Sefer Chasidim, it's a take-home Sefer Chasidim. Reish Samach Aleph. Says the Sefer Chasidim, if there's a mitzvah that nobody else is doing, go do it. It's a meis mitzvah. Ehov lecha es ha-mitzvah ha-domeh le-meis mitzvah she'ein lo oskim. Kagon she'tira mitzvah bizuya. You see a mitzvah that everybody disgraces. O Torah she'in la oskim. Or if there's a portion of Torah that nobody's learning. Kegon she'tira, she'bnei ircha lomdim moed nashim, and they're learning certain sedarim, tilmot seder kachim. Right? It doesn't mean that, you know, I should have my own dafyomi, and whatever everybody else is learning, I'm going to be on the other side of Shas. No, there's a concept of, you know, learning what everybody else is learning too. But he's saying, if there's something that's thrown into the corner, pick it up. And if you see that there are any people out there that are not learning the Masechtos about Avelus, they think it's an Ayin Hara, they don't learn the third parak of Brachas, they don't learn Masechtos Moed Katan, learn it! It's like a Meis Mitzvah. Ehov Osana Masechtos, love those Masechtos. So also, let me throw in Yevamos is maybe one of the more popular ones out of Daf Yomi. So Baruch Hashem, v'yosan halacha shebnei adam ein regilim b'hem, shezedoma le'echad shehayu lo banos. It's like somebody who has daughters, v'tavim b'nei adam v'isiyam lohem, and people come and want to marry them. V'nishra bas achas, shelo tavu olinase, and there's one daughter that nobody's coming to marry, and you feel bad for the daughter. She's staying single so long, and nobody's coming to marry her. Amra le'aviha, achyosa yodos umnas nikia. My sisters know an umnas, they know they have a job. Maisa Oreg, Maisa Rokim, Lakak Kafsu Ole Makovi Ulanashim. They all can make a living. But Avalomana Satali Umnis, Shakom Archikimena. Why did you give me such a umnis that everybody stays away? You know what you told me to do? How to make tachrichen. How to make shrouds. Nobody wants to marry me. That's what I do. That's what I'm gonna do. Larik Bagadav, Tachrichen Mace, and that's it. So Kachamer Moed Katan. Moed Katan says, Vadomela, Ribona Shalolam, Lomein Oskin Bikishar Mesechtis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishivla Tov, Harei Kfar Namar B'Koheles, Tov Lo Lechaz Al Beis Avo Mi Lechaz Al Beis HaMishteh, Basher Hu Sof Kala Adam. There's going to be a time where everybody will have to learn their own Masechtas Moed Katan. So you don't worry, there'll be time. But we should be Makdim, treated as a Meis Mitzvah. Once heard that, it was told me that the new Meshech Chachma, before the Rabbi Kuberman put out his Meshech Chachma 30, 40 years ago, he said it was a Meis Mitzvah. Nobody was learning Meshech Chachma. Now we're all spoiled. We have the Meshech Chachma with the footnotes, with the clear, and he quotes all the Ma'amar Mekomos on the side, but there are some other Meis Mitzvahs out there. Nobody learns the Ragged Shavar, the Sabbath Paneach. It's impossible to read, it's just Ma'amar Mekomos. So we got to put out a new Ragged Shavar. There's different areas in terms of learning, in terms of mitzvahs, but that's a Meis Mitzvah in our day. There's something that we mentioned in the Parshas here on Wednesday night. You know, a time period during the week that nobody's learning on Fridays, on Motzei Shabbos. That's a Meis Mitzvah time. We gotta do what we are supposed to do and then go a step beyond. Okay, weiter. So the Gemara says on top, V'ocheles Begino Truma, the third halacha of the Brisa was that not only in this Durabanan marriage is there Yerusha, is there Tuma, but there's also eating Truma. So she eats Truma because of him. Vocheles Begino Truma if he's a Kohen. Question mark. How could that be? Isn't that an Akira's Dover Ben HaTorah? Mida Raisa, she's not married to him and she is a Bas Yisrael. How can she eat Truma? But Truma Durabanan. Truma Durabanan she could eat. That's it, and that's what, like we said, what is Truma Durabanan? So vegetables are for sure Truma Durabanan, Yerakos, all other fruit, Machlokas Rishonim, remember we mentioned this a couple weeks ago, in terms of the Rambam says all fruit is Chayav and Truma Samaitzus Daraisa, Rashi and Tosfos and Rov Rishonim argue, they say no, only Dag and Tirosh V'Yitzar, so apples, oranges, pears, plums, is there Truma, that's the Machlokas, according to most Rishonim, Truma Samaitzus Durabanan, the Rambam holds De Oraisa. Tosfos here says, Vocheles Begino, Tosfos tells us that this is going to be a major sugya coming up in about 20 blot from now. The sugya of feeding treif to little children. Is Bezdin Muzhar to prevent children from doing Averus. Right, that's the sugya of Bezdin Mitzuban Lafrisho or A Mitzuban Lafrisho. Say as Tosfos, what is the Gemara saying here? That we are preventing, and we would have a problem with this woman who is a katana eating truma daraisa. Isn't that a raya then that bezin is mitzuve lahafrisho? Right, because here we're talking about a katana. It's a kedushe miyun, and the Gemara says, "Ay, how could she eat truma daraisa? Oh, must only be truma darabanan." So by daraisa, the assumption of the Gemara seems like it's supporting that opinion that bezin is mitzuve. Bezin has to make sure that even if a child is doing it themselves, I'm not allowed to. So Tosfos says, "Lo boy, look me afilu b'truma daraisa umishum dekaden ochon nevelosu." So number one says Tosfos, "You're right. It's an unanswered question, and therefore we are being machmir." Number two says Tosfos v'od de ocheles begino mashma dafilu ki gadla ocheles machma mikoach ze afal pisha dayan lo baal. The problem here is that maybe she is going to be Nisgadel, and she's going to become a Gedola, and if she has beer with him and then makes the marriage into a marriage daraisa, fine. But maybe she's going to continue eating Truma before the marriage turns into a daraisa marriage, and she's a Gedola. That's the problem. The Ritva says, a different lesson, the Ritva says, allowing her to eat Truma is as if we are giving it to her. We're giving her the license. In a case where a child just goes over and starts eating something themselves, fine. But if we say the halacha is that, ocheles begino, truma daraisa, that's as if we're giving it to them, as if we're being ma'achil. Right, and that is worse. That's the Ritva later on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. Okay, Tashma, so let's continue now. Next try, next context to see if we hold Yishkoch B'yad Chachamim. Tashma, achal truma temeya, and again, some of the yesodos are going to come up on the bottom of today's amud, and amud base. Tashma, achal truma temeya. If somebody eats truma temeya, mishalim chulin tahorim, what is the halacha? Usually if a czar eats truma, so bishogeg, every truma bishogeg that he has to repay, and he has to pay back in the form of fruit. He has to give, he doesn't give back money, he gives back fruit that are fit to become truma. He eats truma, he has to give back chulin fruit, and that chulin fruit will take upon itself the status of truma. That's the halacha, how you have to pay back. So, achal truma temeya, mishalim chulin tahorim. You should pay back, even though you ate truma temeya, which is only usable for the kohen to burn and to get hanah from that way, but you should give back chulin tahorim. Why is that? Rashi on top, dechsiv v'nasal la'kohen es ha-kodesh, davar ha-ra'ui li'hiyos kodesh. Whenever you have to pay back for eating truma, you should give something that is right to be kodesh. Shilem chulin temeyim. What if you pay back chulin temeyim? Right, how you weren't supposed to. So, sumchis omer mishum rebi meyer. It depends. Bishogig tashlumav tashlumen. If you did it by accident, then it works. But mezid ain't tashlumav tashlumen. But mezid no good, and you have to give other fruit. Tachachamim omer mechazev echazev tashlumav tashlumen. V'chozer mishalim chulin tahorim. The rabbanan say, no, it works, but you have to pay again. As we had the discussion yesterday. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. V'havinan ba, we asked about this. B'mezid ain't tashlum of tashlumin. B'mezid. The tashlumin is not tashlumin. Why not? Right? In Rabbi Meir Shita. Right? B'mezid, we say it's no good. Why? Tavo la bracha. He did something great. Why? Da'achal mine midi deloka chazi levi me tumaso. He took something away from the Kohen that he was not allowed to eat during his days of Tumah, meaning Truma Temeya. A Kohen can never eat Truma Temeya. Right? What can you do with Shulman Temeya? You can burn it. And what did this Yisrael give him? Chulin Temeyan. Chulin Temeyan, the coin can eat in his days of Tumah. What else is he supposed to eat when he's Tameh? Right? V'kamishali, mitid, the kachaz, the mitumazah. So why are we being konis him? Why are we finding him? Okay, he's not the greatest tzaddik. He didn't do exactly what he was supposed to do. But he gave back something better than what existed. V'yamar Rava, v'yamri lakidi. Rava said it, or it was anonymous. Chesir emechsera. So there's a line missing in the Brisa of Achik Tani. This is what the Brisa should say. Achal truma temeya mishalim kolduhu. If he ate truma temeya, he gives back any fruit he wants. Tar fruit, tame fruit, kaldu, anything. Because as we just said, he's giving back something better than he gave. Right? Rashi says, afilu chulin tamein. Achal truma tahora, mishan chulin tahorin. If he ate truma tahora, then he's got to give back chulin tahorin. Shilem chulin tamein. If he paid back chulin tamein after eating truma tahora. So that's the machlokas. Sumchas omer mishum rabbi meir, bishogik tashlum of tashlumin, bemezit ain't tashlum of tashlumin, tachachamim omerin, bishogik bemezit tashlum of tashlumin, vachozer mishalim chulin tahorim. So we added in the line. We added in the case of if he ate shuma tahora. So then if he gives back shuma tamea, that's the problem. So now we have the diuk. Right, that's the case. Well, there's a lot to talk about, but let's just finish the thought. V'yahacha, over here, in Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir says if he did it bemezit, no good. True, it's not truma. V'ha-hacha, demida oraisa, tashlume ma'al yahave. On a da'oraisa level, the truma temeya, that he gave, the chulin temeyan, that he gave back instead of truma tahora. That's, mida oraisa, that's a good payment. Tashlume ma'al yahave. How do we know it's a good payment? What's always the litmus test? De'i makadish buhu kohen isha. If the kohen would go and be makadish an isha with it. Tafsi lo kiddushe. It's his. And yet, v'yamar rabbanan, tashlum of tashlumin. So what if the Kohen did that, and the rabbanan say it's not tashlumin, and therefore it wasn't his to be Makadesh, and therefore the marriage doesn't work, the kasharina, neshes is la'alma. And the rabbanan being oker the din, they're taking away the status that this belongs to the Kohen, and they're being matar neshes ish. If he would have been Makadesh, a woman, in the interim. So that answers the Gemara. Again, each line here is Tosa's comments about, but let's just finish. So the Gemara answers, my ain't tashlum of tashlumin, to come Rabbi Meir, the boy of Amadar Shilume Chulun Taharim. No, it just means he's gotta pay again. Really, even Rabbi Meir says, the status of Truma sticks, the Kohen keeps it, but it, must be paid again. So, ask the Gemara, then it's the same Shita as the second opinion. Ihachi Sumchas Hainer Rabbanan, it's the same opinion. But shogeg, you're fine, but mezid, you gotta pay again. So Amar Rav Acha, Breid Ravika, Kansu shogeg, Atu mezid, Ikabinayu. Now the machlokas is, whether Rekones, shogeg, according to Rabbi Meir, Bishogeg, Tashlum of Tashlumin, you don't have to pay. At all. The Rabbanan said, Bein Bishogeg, Bein Bishogeg, this is the halacha that you have to pay again. So the machlokas is, in the case of shogeg. Period. Stop there for a moment, a couple of points. First, Rashi. The difficult Rashi. Rashi says on the fifth or sixth skinny line, Rashi just tells us, commenting on the topic of the Gemara. Rashi says, see where the bracket is and the Gilin Ashas. Whenever you see a Gilin Ashas in a Mara of Runchberg, you know it's a challenging Rashi. So right here. If a Kohen Tameh, Koyala B'misa. If a Kohen Tameh eats Truma Temeya, says Rashi, he's Chayiv Misa. Delo Chilek HaKasuv, L'gabe Tumas HaGuf, Bein Kachim Tahorim, L'Kachim Temeyim. A Kohen Tameh that eats Truma, doesn't matter if it's truma. If a kohen tame eats truma, it doesn't matter if it's truma tahor or truma tamei. He's chayiv misa. Ask the Kiva Eger, ask the Rashberg. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says that's not true. The Gemara says only if he eats truma tahora, not if he eats truma tameya. See the Marav Rashberg. It's all Rashberg and Rabbeinu. It's Sarachian. To bechulin kufyud gimel amabeis amar Shmuel de'ena b'misa. V'chad pasak a Rambam ilchas shrumos v'chein reisi shehisigu b'nei Yaakov avos a Rambam. He quotes all these achronim. He says, "What's Rashi talking about? Right? If a kohen eats truma tameya, he is not chayiv misa." So the Marav Rashberg has a creative suggestion. Maybe it depends what happened first. Did the Kohen become Tameh first, or did the Truma become Tameh first? That's his question. He says, that's his chilek. V'yesh lomar, divrei Rashi dahacha, lefarsham b'truma shelo haisa Tameya kodem shenitma Kohen. Right? What is Rashi talking about here? When he chay misa? If the Kohen became Tameh first. So the Kohen becomes Tameh, and there's Truma Tahora out there right now. If he would eat that Truma Tahora, He's chayav misa. The truma then becomes tamei, so the iser doesn't change. The iser doesn't change because at one time he was aser midaraisa with a chayav misa to eat that, so then he's still chayav misa. What's the case of the Gemara there? Where this truma tamei before he becomes tamei. So he's a tar kohen, and now that truma is tamei. So now, if that happens, then once he becomes Tameh, well, the Truma's already Tameh, it's already inferior. So that's where one would not be Chayav Misa. That's the suggestion that the Maharav Ronchberg has for Rashi, number one. Number two is a very crucial discussion in Tosfos here. Tosfos Yirma Aschol Achal. Tosfos says, if I eat Truma Tameya, I am Chayav to pay. Ask Tosfos, why don't we say, Kimle Bidaraba Minei? We know the principle of whenever I'm chayav misa and I'm chayav mamon, I'm patur on the mamon, because the misa subsumes the mamon. A big lumdish discussion, we'll get to it, Ezra Minksubis, Daf Lamed, which Tosfos quotes here. But we know that principle applies even if I'm not actually chayav misa, even if I did what's called chayav misa's shogegin. Even if I did it by accident, if I did an act that it's mechayev misa, even if I did it b'shogeg, so I'm not actually going to be chayev misa, the chiyev misa, theoretically, is poter the chiyev mamon. That's the chiddush of Tanah de Bechizkian, Subas Laman Hay and Baba Kama Laman Hay. So, ask the Tosfos, so why don't you say that here too? So says Tosfos, no. Two important opinions. First opinion, Xeris Akasev. The Torah says, when somebody eats Shruma, Yosef Chamishi, so they have to pay. Xeris Akasev, Kimle B'Dramine does not work. But then Tosfos quotes a second day. Tosfos quotes Rabbi Yitzchak, who says, the tashlumin that you pay for truma is a kapara. Kapara is not what we call regular dini mamonis. It's giving you an atonement. And kimlei does not knock out kaparas. What does kimlei knock out? If I have a chiv mamon that I have to pay you. Kapara is focused on the giver, not focused on the receiver. And therefore, says Tosfos, it's kapara, and therefore Kimlei doesn't knock it out. What's Tosfos' raya that it's kapara? What's Tosfos' raya? So he quotes the Mishnah in Shrumos. Mishnah in Shrumos says, what if the Kohen wants to be mochel? I ate the Kohen's Shruma. And he says to me, no, don't worry about it. It's fine. Don't worry about it. He can't be mochel. Can't be mochel, says the Mishnah. Why can't he be mochel? So Tosfos, raya brura. It's kapara. That's Tosfos' shita. And my second raya says Tosfos, even if I ate my own truma. Let's say I have truma somehow because my Zeda was a Kohen and my mother Yarshined it and there was no other Yarshim, so I end up getting the truma even though I'm a Yisrael. So I can't eat it. What if I ate it by accident? So says Tosfos, there's also, you have to be mafresh. What do you mean you have to be mafresh? It's your, if there is, it's kapara. So I have to be mafresh it and then give that to the Kohen. Those are Tosfos' two rayas that it is kapara. Not all Rishonim agree. The Rash in Shrumos says beferish, it's not kapara. It's not a kapara. Right, so the big shaila is then, so then why can't a Kohen be mochel? So the Torah's Ram, Rav Parmanchik. Anyone who want to know any lumdis on Seder's Ram, you look in the Torah's Ram. So Rav Aryeh Zev Parmanchik is a Talmud of Rav Chaim and the Briska Rav. He died very young. He was in Bnei Brak, I think, and then he died in his 30s, Rachman al-Islan. But the Torah is Ram on Trumos. You look on page Kuf Dalin in the Sefer. He talks about this Machlokas, the Tosfos and the Rash. He says, so how could I say that you can't be Mochel and hold that it's not a Kapara, it's Mammon? So he says, even if you want to say it's Mammon, there are different types of Mammon payments we have in Halacha. Most Mammon payments are because I need to give you, let's say I stole money from you, so I have to pay money back. What's the focus of that money? The recipient, not the giver. Most times when I borrowed money from you, I have to pay you back. The focus is that I have to be mashlim your chisaron. But, he says, sometimes payments are demanded more focused on the giver than on the receiver, even though it's not classified as kapara. So that's what he suggests for the Rash here. The tashlumei truma ein chiyuv mitzat toveya mishum dine gzela.
He doesn't quote it, but I'll give a mashal. A knas. When I have to pay kefel. So what's that kefel by? So I pay the karet to the nigzal. But the knas, the kefel? That's mitzidi, that's not mitzad you. What's the biggest raya? Motiv knas pater. If I come and admit about it, I don't have to pay. Right, so meaning it's something about me. So that's similar to how the Torah Yisroel explains the Rash. Even if you want to say it's not kapara, but it is a payment that's focused on the giver and not the receiver. Again, a lot more here, but let us continue. Maybe one other line of Tosas later on says, the case of the marriage with giving the truma, isn't this also hefker bezen hefker? So why did the Gemara give that answer? So the Tosfos says, well, the Kohen didn't do anything wrong here. And Bezdin will not apply Hefker Bezen Hefker unless there was something wrong done. They wouldn't take the money away from him. That's an important line in Tosfos also, in Dibur Maschil Azil. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Tashma, another context, third to last skinny line. Tashma, Dam Shenitma, Vizarku, Dam. You know, the Zrika is one of the Iker Avoda of a Karban, is Zrika Zadam, Shchita Kabbalah Holacha Zrika, the four Avodos of a Behema. The fourth one, Zrika Zadam, that's what achieves Kapara. What happens if the Dam becomes Tameh? Before I did the Zrika, what's the Halacha? So, I'm not supposed to be Zorik it. What if I did? Dam Shenitma, Vizarku, and I was Zorik the Dam, Bishogeg Hortza. If I did it Bishogeg, so it works. Kapara is achieved. Why? Because I didn't realize it was Tamei. Bemezid lo hertza. Bemezid, it's not Maratze. Bemezid, no good. So the fact that it works Bishogig means on a Daraisa level it works. So again, V'yahacha demi Daraisa tsuyi Maratze, on a Daraisa level, it works. How do you know it works? Titania, because we know. Almatz, it's Maratze. We know this. Bryce quoted in a number of places. What is the tzitz? The tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. We know there's a magical powers. The tzitz of the Kohen Gadol allows certain problematic avodos to work. Which problematic avodos? Ma'atitz maratze, al hadam, al habasar, al hachelev, dam that should be sprinkled, basar that should be eaten, chelev that should be burned, shenitma, that all become tameh, bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid, bein b'ones, bein b'ratzon, bein b'yachad, bein b'tzibur. Right? Any case that any of these become tameh, the tzitz is maratze. V'yami rabbanan, and what did the rabbanan come over here and do? They said, lo hertze, if I did it b'mezid, it's not maratze, and therefore you have to bring another karbon? V'kamachadar, ma'ayo, chulin, ba'azara. On a Daraisa level, you're fine. And now we're going to bring another carbon, but that carbon shouldn't really be a carbon. Let's say it's a carbon chantas. It's Havas Chulun Lazara. Sounds like from here, it's a machlokas Tanam elsewhere, Tanam Amorim, whether the Isra of Havas Chulun Bazara is a Din Daraisa or a Din Isra Daraisa or an Isra Darabanan. Sounds like from here it's Daraisa. But says the Gemara, so doesn't this prove? Yesh Koach Biat Chachamim. Mi Daraisa, it's a good carbon. Mi Darabanan, it's not. And they're going to force you to bring another carbon? Answer? Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, no. My lo hertza de ka'amar lahatir basar ba'achila. Aval bailam this kaprubo. No, when we say this, we don't mean that they're going to bring another carbon. They're not going to bring another carbon. What we mean is that the bailam, what we mean is that the meat cannot be eaten. If it's a shlamim by the Yisraelim, if it's a chatas by the Kohanim, it means the meat can't be eaten, but the bailam get kapara. That's what a lo hertza means. The Bible gets a par, therefore you're not bringing another carbon, no problem. Says the Gemara, sof sof kamis akra achilas basar. What do you mean? But they are being oker davar min haTorah. There's a mitzvah daraisa to eat the meat of karbanos. Achilas basar viksiv achlo asam asher kupar pahem milamed shakonim ochlum bailam skaprim. But the magical eating of the kohanim helps bring kapara, and we know that. If you remember, we've discussed that in the past. The Rambam in Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos in Perek Yud quotes the two-tiered level of the mitzvah. Two-tiered level. The Rambam says, Achilas chatas v'asham mitzvah saseh. Shenemar v'achlo osam asher kupar bohem, kohanim ochlim v'ayin lemes kaprim. Our Gemara. V'hu adin l'shar kadshim, she'ochlin hakohanim she'achilasan mitzvah. Fascinating formulation. The Rambam says, if you eat chatas and asham, that's a mitzvah daraisa. And by the way, other karbanas too. What is
it?
What about?
By not eating it,
are you violating lo tullin? So again, that's this. We're focusing on the mitzvahs I say. In a chinami. But you're not actively, you know, about tullin is a lav shein bo maisa. I mean, there are ways to, it's more, the answer, let me say this, the next line of the Gemara might answer your question too. So, but it's just in this formulation, the Rambam has a two-tiered mitzvah. And he did it on purpose for some reason. He didn't say that eating karbanis is a mitzvah daraisa. He says eating kachet kachim is a mitzvah daraisa. And by the way, also kachet kalim. By the way. As if to say that there's a different, another level. That the Mishnah Melech here says, nira that he appears when a kohen is going to eat karbanis, he's going to say, asher kedushana b'kedushasal shashal aron v'tzivanu lecho chatos awasham. The Rambam doesn't quote that bracha, but I think that's what he's going to say. Just like by truma. Asher kedushana b'kedushasal shashal aron v'tzivanu lecho truma. Whatever a kohen does a mitzvah related to his kedusha, so l'chora there's a separate bracha. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, how could we be uprooting the mitzvah d'oraisa of eating karbanas? Answer, and here's the magical answer. Amar le, shevi al taseh shani. Shevi al taseh. The Rabbanan have the power. So this is the first time we're giving an inch. We're saying they have the power to uproot dinim d'oraisa passively. Sheva al taseh shani. Rabbi Chanan has two pages in Kovetz Ha'aretz. How do you define, and what does the Gemara mean by Sheva al taseh? By the way, this counts like we're on Amud Beis already, so you know. So Rabbi Chanan in Siman Samach Tes, he says, Hach dina di yishkoch ben chachamim, lakadur v'natur b'sheva al taseh, yishlachar kama chakiros. Again, we don't have time to go through all of it, but just he says, I have three questions. I'll just mention the questions, and then he says, all three are tali zebozeh. Number one, he says, Mahu kumva aseh b'sheva al taseh. Diyesh lefarsha b'shnei panim. Number one, Im adover tali beguf ha'iser, o ba'ofan ha'aveira. Question one, how do you define kumva aseh versus sheva al taseh? The aveira, inherently, or how you did it? For example, the dogma, what if I make a shvua? I make a shvua that I am going to eat this cookie. I swear I'm going to eat this cookie if I eat that cookie. That's my oath. I swear I'm going to eat cookie A if I eat cookie B. And then I went and ate cookie B. And I didn't eat cookie A. So I ate cookie B actively, but the aveira was not eating cookie A. But I only created the aveira by eating cookie B. So, Ludugma, in that case, I ate the tznai and I didn't eat the iser. The gufo iser who b'sheva al taseh, lamaisa, I violated by not eating cookie A. But mikol makom, avar, I violated by an action. So is that called kumbaseh or sheva al taseh? Or, there's an iser daraisa of going into the Beis HaMikdash without bringing your carbon for yantif. V'lo yerou fanai reikam. Is that kumbaseh or sheva al taseh? I went in empty-handed by not bringing the carbon. Not so clear. Right below Yerof on Irekam. So those are the types of questions. Unclear. So you go by the Aveira. The Aveira is going into the Beis HaMikdash. But the Aveira is being empty-handed. So, number one. Number two. Be'echus ha'akira. The quality of the Akira. Says Rabbi Chanan, when the Rabbanan were oker the mitzvah. Right, they say don't do the mitzvah when they were oker shofar, when they were oker eating kachim. So did they totally wipe it out, as we've discussed before? Did they totally knock out the mitzvah totally? Or did they just say, you know what, there's a greater value here, which is doche. Kind of like a hutra tachuya type of chakira. What did they do? Right, and that's going to have important nafkaminas. If I do the mitzvah anyway, do I get an aveira and a mitzvah, or I don't get anything? Number two. And number three, he says, what is the reason why Sheva al Taseh is more lenient than Kumva Aseh? What's the reason for that? Is it because all active Averos are worse? Is that why? He says, Im adavar tali b'madregas chomer ha'iser, to Kumva Aseh hu davar chamur, v'en koch b'yadam la'okro, v'sheva al Taseh eino chamur kol kach. Sheva al taseh are lesser averus, so therefore the Rabbanan have the power to knock it out. Or do I say no? In terms of the stringency of the averus, they're equal. The difference is because, unbelievable, the difference is well, the Rabbanan want you to do A, and the Torah wants you to do B. And you know what we say? Stalemate, don't do anything. Is that what it is? It's a stalemate, so don't do anything? Or is it no? Sheva al taseh averus are lower. Are lower averus, less stringent, and that's why they're abundant win. Those are three chakiras that he has. We're not going to go into it now. He says, and all three are tali on each other. He says, if you say this, then you're going to say this and this. All three are going to be connected. Again, there's a lot more here. But you look in Siman Samach Tes in the Kovetz Ha'aretz. Let's continue for a minute. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei. And again, I apologize. We could really spend hours on this daf, as you see, but we're just trying to get our feet wet. The next five lines of the Gemara are really many, many hours worth of discussion. I'll just allude to you some of the sugyas. So Amar Lei. So he says to him after getting this answer of Sheva al Taseh, Boy la osvech, I was about to ask you seven questions, but with that answer, I have no more questions. Because it's all the same answer. What was I about to ask you? I was about to ask you about all these cases where the Rabbanan knocked out the mitzvah. Arel. What's Arel? A case of if somebody converts on Erev Pesach. So midal raisa, he's a Jew, and he can eat Karban Pesach. But we have a din d'rabanan that he might think that just like he left the tumah of being a goy today, he might think next year the tumah of leaving tamei meis, he could also bring the Karban Pesach today. So gzeira, we're not going to allow him to bring a Karban Pesach. We're going to knock out Karban Pesach for this guy. Hazaa, let's say somebody needs. What about Pesach Sheni? So Pesach Sheni, in Achidah, maybe he might be able to do. He could do Pesach Sheni, but he just can't do the Pesach Rishon. Hazaah, number two. So Hazaah is a case, Hazaah is an Issa D'Rabbanan on Shabbos, to sprinkle the ashes of the Paraduma on the 2 days during the 7-day Tara process. What if Erev Pesach is Shabbos, and you have to do Hazaah in order to let the guy eat the Karban Pesach? So again we say, Issa D'Rabbanan, don't do Hazaah, he's not going to eat Karban Pesach. Because of Issa D'Rabbanan. Izemel, carrying a knife through Rishus HaRabim D'Rabbanan in order to do Bris Milah on Shabbos. Sadin Petzitzes. This is a Machlokas Rishonim. What does this mean? We know on a Daraisa level, one could have Tcheles on Tzitzes, and even though it's Shatnez, Ase Dochalosa say. Woolen Tcheles, right, wool Tcheles strings, on a linen Beged. That's an Ase Dochalosa say. But, Chazal, we're nervous. We had this back in the first parak, that what if I'm going to be wearing tzitzis at a time when I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah? Let's say nighttime or ksus laila. Ayve. Then I'm going to have the aveira of shanis and not have the mitzvah. So a button where it goes there on sadan betzitzis. What is the gzera? What does the gzera mean? That's a machlokas we've shown him. How far do you go? Tosus and Shabbos and Daf Chafei quotes a tshuva of Rashi and argues on him. What exactly is the halacha? Rashi quotes in this tshuva that Tosfos quotes, they wouldn't put tcheles. They would put on regular strings of non-woolen strings. They made a gzera. You can't use the aveira of woolen tcheles tzitzis. Use asei dechalos asei because there might be a time where you're not doing the asei. Tosfos there goes one step further. No, you know what the gzera was? That even if you're wearing a four-cornered garment, if you're wearing a four-cornered linen garment, no tzitzis. Period. You can wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis on it. Unbelievable. That's what Tosfos says. Shabbos Chafeim Abeis. He quotes Rashi and he says, no, that's what I think it is. So that's already getting a little edgy. That's called Shev Al Tase. Right? Not putting tzitzis on your beged. It's called Shev Al Tase. But again, that's another example. Kivsei Atzeres. What's Kivsei Atzeres? Rashi says, Lo Kibalti Me Rabosai. I never learned this one from my Rabbeim. So I'm not sure, but he says, this is my best guess. My best guess is Kivsei Atzeres, we know, are the karbanas brought with the Shtei Halechem on Shavuos. That we know. We don't need Rashi, doesn't need his Rebbeim for that. But Rashi says, the case is, and how Rashi says, oh, it must be this case. Rashi had Ruach HaKodesh here, I don't know. He says, it's a case where you shechtu the Kivsei Atzeres shelo lishma, without kavana for the karbanos. So usually, what do we know for the first mission in Zvachim? If I shechtu karban for a different kavana, then it should be, it's kosher, but it doesn't count for the Bailam. Kosher v'lo ala bayim l'shem chova. What happens if it is Shabbos? If it is Shabbos, do you continue the avoda? Do you not continue the avoda? So, if it falls out on Shabbos, we don't continue the avoda. We don't continue the avoda. And therefore what? And therefore we're going to knock out the mitzvos of Zrikas Adam and Haktaras Emurim and Achilas Basar, which really means the right thing you should do. That's Kivsei Atzeres, says Rashi. Next, Shofar Lulav, right, because of the Gzeira Deraba. So all of these are knocked out. Shofar we've discussed many times. Remember the Taz and Ilchas Rosh Hashanah. Why Shofar? There is an Gzeira every Rosh Hashanah. Shema Yisakin Kleshir, Lulav, all of these. So I was going to ask you all these kashas, he says. Hash to Shanisa on Shev Al Tase, Lo Miakaru. Now that you've told me Shev Al Tase is not called an Akira, Kulunami Shev Al Tase Ninu. So I have no more questions. All Shev Al Tase. Two or three other important points. The Rashbin Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, says there's never Baltosif when it comes to Din and Durabanan. Is never Baltosif or Baltigra. So right here you might say, the Rabbanan are knocking out a mitzvah, Baltigra. Says the Rabbanan, it's never Baltigra or Baltosif when it comes to adding on or taking away. That's an important Rashba in Rosh Hashanah, number one. Number two is Tosfos here. Tosfos, there's little Tosfos on top. It's so crucial. Tosfos says, one second, our question we alluded to before, Sadin Betzitzes? How is that Shev Al Tase? You're putting on a tzitzis without tzitzis. You're putting on a beged of dalat kanfos without tzitzis. Says, And he says, says Tosfos on top, Bishas Ituf. The second you put on the tzitzis, you're not chayiv. When does the chiyuv of tzitzis kick in, says Tosfos? After it's on you. That's Tosfos. So that Tosfos asks on himself. But don't we say the bracha of lehis atef, which means to don? Tosfos says, tzarachin. Tosfos doesn't answer the question. The Tosfos HaRosh here says, no, Lizatev means lihiyot mu'utaf, to be garbed with it. But it's very challenging. This Tosfos is the basis for number one, the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam says that you should make the bracha after you have the talis on, not beforehand. And that's not the Minhag HaOlam. Minhag HaOlam is to make the bracha right before you put the talis on. But that's this Tosfos. Tosfos in the middle also discusses another crucial point. Tosfos says, "Uveim tomer." If you look in brachas davchav, it's mashma that if you have shatnez on and you don't take it off, that's called kumva aseh. That's not called sheval taseh. So how does that work with tzitzis? So Tosfos says, shatnez and tzitzis are different. Shatnez, the ikar iser, is b'shas levisha lavasha iser. But here, it's only, since it only comes afterwards, so then Achron and Polk about how can you say Asi Dechalos Asay, if the Aveira becomes before the Asay. This Tosfos is major. The Shagas Ari has a long tshuva about this, Rabbi Chanan, should know. This Tosfos is major. Okay, but we have to continue. Tashma, a love tishma'on, you should listen to the Navi, if he tells you to do something. Afilo omer lecha avar alachat b'kol mitzvah sheba Torah, even if the Navi tells you to violate one of the mitzvahs. Could go to Eliyahu bar HaKarmel. Elio says to be built a bama at a time of Yisra Bamos. Hakol lefisha shmalo. Listen to him. Question mark. Isn't that an Akira's government at Torah? You're building a bama. So the Gemara gives the obvious answer. That's a Navi. Shaini hasan dechsevi love tishmon. Right? It's a special, that's not a place that a regular rule. It's a love tishmon. Special din. V'ligmar mine, why don't you learn from him? Says Tosfos, how can you learn? It's nevuah. Answers Tosfos in V'ligmar. No, we know that halacha can't be learned from nevuah. So he is a navi, but what he's telling you to do must be based on halacha. And that's why the Gemara even asked the question of why don't we learn from there? Answer, migdar milsa shiny. Migdar milsa means to make a siyag. If the navi, if the gadol hador, if the bezdin sees that there is a terrible pirtza going on in Klal Yisrael, then they have the power even b'kum v'aseh. But generally, sheval tasa is the rule. Fine. That's the Shiloh. Once he's in Migdar Milsa, do we knock out the answer of Sheval Tasa, or is it adding on? But here, Pasha's example of Elio is Kumvase. Viter, Tashma, Bitlo Mavuto, we know on a Daraisa level, a man sends his wife a get, he could nullify the get as long as it hasn't gotten to the wife yet. Give me Mavato the get. The problem was that they saw in the fourth parak in Gittin that sometimes the husband would send the get and then go to his local best and be mevatel it. The shliach would not know that it was mevutal. The woman would not know it's mevutal. She would get remarried, not knowing she's still a married woman. So the rabbanim made a gzera that you cannot be mevatel it privately on the side. You can't. You can't. Even if you want to be mevatel it and you are, too bad. The get is a good get. So bitva, what if he did it? Mevutal. David Rebbe says, even though the Rabbanim made this law that you shouldn't do it, if you did it, it works. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Eino Yochel, no. Lo Levata Vol Holos Tzavat, no. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, you cannot be Mevatalit anymore once they made the din. Why? Imkein Machkoch, Bezin Yafe. Because if you say that it still works with the Evid, the Rabbanim didn't do anything. If they don't have any teeth to their din. You have to say, they said, you can't be Mevatalit, and it doesn't work if you were Mevatalit. You have to go find the woman, or find the Shliach, before you to be mevatelit. So v'ha'hacha, the midaraisa batel get. So again, here, midaraisa the get is batel. She's a single, she's a married woman. Umishimakok bezin yafek hasharina an eshes ishla alma. So we would allow her to be considered a divorced woman. So answers the Gemara, another major topic. Man de mekadesh adaita de rabbanan mekadesh v'yafkinu rabbanan lekidushin. Man de mekadesh afkinu. Afkinu, where the Rabbanan have the power, Rov Rishonim understand this as, basically when we get married, it's basically Al-Tznai. It's Al-Tznai that the Rabbanan agreed to our marriage. And if at any time in the future, the Rabbanan, you know, would not agree to our marriage, they could uproot the marriage. That's what it sounds like. Ask the Rashba and Ksuba Staf Gimel. So why didn't they do that by every Aguna case? By every Aguna case, the Rabbanan should say, Afkinu. Right? A man is lost at sea. No idea. Says the Rashba, they only did this if there was a trigger. If there was some halachic mechanism that could trigger the afghana. Meaning, if there was a get that was given. And he wants to be mevatelid, so we'll allow the get to work based on the principle of afkeinu. Or some other. Or an eid echad comes and says her husband died. Right? So there has to be, that's the Rashba's important line. There's got to be a trigger in order for us to allow. He doesn't use the word trigger, but just read you his lashon, that's what he's saying. He says, V'yishloma dibichdi, with nothing, lo mifkilu rabbana l'kidushay. Elheicha di'ika srach gita kidahacha, inami be'ed echad, shemeh shemeh zbaila. Right? V'filu begoy me'esiach l'fituma. There's got to be a trigger, and then that would work. Period. Amar le Ravina Ravashi. These three lines have caused so much discussion over the past centuries. So Ravina says Ravashi, Hotin of the Kiddush Bakaspa, Kiddush Babiya Michael Amaymar, fine, by Kiddushe Kesef. We understand how Afkeinu could work. How about Kiddushe Bia? Shavu Rabban Labilas or Bilas Nus. No, the Rabban still have the power to make it into Bias Nus. What's the Havamina? What's the Maskana? Famous 2 days in Rashi, right here and in Ksubis. Rashi quotes two. What's the difference between Kiddushe Kesef and Kiddushe Bia? So first Rashi quotes his Rebbeim. Kiddushe Kesef is Kiddushin Durabbanon. And Kiddushe Bia is Daraisa. So fine by Kiddushe Kesef, which is Durabbanon. The Rabbanon have the power to knock that out. What about Kiddushe Bia, which is Daraisa? And Rashi says, Chas V'Shalom. Chas V'Shalom, says Rashi. He says, Toz Gado Hadu Be'adam. It's a big mistake, even though there's a Gersa, one of the Gersos in the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Ishus. It's a big mistake. You know what it means here? No. Fine, by Kiddushe Kesef, which is Daraisa, this Hefker Bezdin Hefker. That's why it works. Kiddushe Bia, which halachic mechanism is being working? That's the question. You have to come up with a Chiddush, how they have a power to change the B into a Biasnus. Again, that is a major discussion, which we don't have time to go into now. Let's just finish up a little bit more. Tashma, Amar Lazar ben Yaakov, Shamati, Shebezdin makin va'onshin shalom in HaTorah. I have heard that Bezdin has an elastic authority to give punishments, even not the letter of the law. V'lo lavra al divrei Torah el asos yag laTorah. And they are doing it not in violation of the Torah, but they're doing it to create siyag. And there was a time, there was one time, there was a guy riding on a horse, which is the Nisid Rabbanan, on Shabbos, and they killed him. Not because per se he was roy to get that. They needed to make an example. Obviously, we say hashkafically he was must have been chayim misa anyway, right? Bezdin does something; they don't just pick somebody. Or v'shuv ma'isa b'adam echad. Shitiach be'ishto tachas ha'teina. Somebody was with his wife in public in the middle of the park. They took off their clothes and he was with his wife. And they viewed the bezdin v'ilku and they gave him malchus. What avera did he do there? Not being tznius. Lo sikru v'legalus erva. He was with his wife. The answer is, it's terrible. Lo mebnei sheroi lakach, el ha'shashot tzricha lakach. Question mark. So you see there too, the Rabbanan could be oker a davar by not following normal punishment procedure. Answer, like we said before, migdar milsa shiny. When it comes to closing up pirtzes in Klal Yisrael, then they are allowed to do this. And keep in mind, it can't be just any rabbi on the street that does this. It's got to be a serious bezdin, a serious, you know, with a siyata d'shmaya, you know, without making sure that they are being objective and doing what's needed and not going beyond the line. Okay, I guess we'll stop here by the two dots. And Be'ez Hashem, we will continue with the Yesh Koach and these jam-packed dafim. Ha'isha Rabba. It's Rabba, not quantitatively, but also qualitatively. Ha'isha Rabba here in the 10th Parak of Yevamos. Okay, we'll stop here.
Question.